Welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast with me, Kathy Conamurillo, the Crafty Chica. If you've ever dreamed of starting your own business and making positive changes in your life or your thoughts, but think you don't have the time or what it takes, listen up. I launched and built my business all on my own while working a full-time job. I said goodnight to my family and then got to work on my brand. Now, Crafty Chica is my full-time career, from authoring books to speaking at events, designing product lines, working with brands, to making and selling my art. I've experienced happy tears and all kinds of ugly cries in the process. And now I want to share everything I learned with you here on the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Let's help you tackle your goals and turn your dreams into action. Okay, guys, let's do this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 23 with special guest Luisa Leon. Now, Luisa inspired this intro. Before we go into the interview, I just want to tell you that she told me something at the end of the interview that really stuck with me, and I thought it'd be a great way to kick off this show. So what she talked to me about was how she strives to make a masterpiece every day. And at first, when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, like make a painting every day that you're, you know, super proud of. And then I thought, you know what? I get it. What she means is to be aware of what you accomplished each day. So before you go to bed, think back on your day and think of something that you're really proud of, something that you accomplished that you did. It can be big, it can be small. Maybe it's you were patient at the grocery store, or maybe it's you finally cleaned up your art room, or maybe even like me, I hurt my back last week and I was in so much pain every day. But every night before I went to bed, I thought, what was my masterpiece today? Okay, my masterpiece was that I got through it and I'm up and I'm walking, and every day is going to be a different masterpiece. And it also reminded me, one of my novels that I wrote, Miss Scarlet's School of Patternless Sewing, there's one of the characters in there who makes this thing called a little victories banner. And it's, you know, all the little victories in life every day of doing something that we're proud of. She made a banner of it. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to take that to the next level, taking advice from my own book character. I'm going to make a journal of my masterpieces where I can write in and doodle and journal what was my masterpiece today. Because think how cool that will be to look back on every day of something that you were proud of, especially in this day and age. We're so consumed with to-do list and things that we aim to accomplish, but it feels good to look back and see, yes, I did this, whether if it's big or small. So on that note, let's head into the interview with Luisa. We're sitting in the back corner at Fair Trade Cafe, which is a wonderful Latina-owned coffee house in Phoenix, Arizona, if you ever happen to be out here. So Luisa is, I feel like she is exactly what Mucho Motivation is all about, because she is an artist and full-time artist, single mom. She left her job to do art full-time. And the reason why this really moves me is because, you know, out in the world and what I do, I meet so many people that have so many resources, but yet they still kind of make excuses, like they have to wait for the perfect situation before they can do something. And I see Luisa, and she is like just so driven by pure love, confidence, faith, all of that in herself and her community. And well, let's let her tell her story. So Luisa, welcome to Mucho Motivation. Tell us what you do.
So I am an entrepreneur with a passion in the arts. So I actually do anything to do with art and color. Life is better in color. So I do commissions, murals, face painting, body art, anything really that I can express and help people communicate through an image and through color instead of words. That's kind of what I do.
And so all of these are different avenues for income, right?
That's correct. So I, since you mentioned that I left my job, the way that I figured out how to do it was to turn what I do in my passion into a service, into how will this solve people's problems, or how would I provide solutions for them. So if they need entertainment for the party, I'm their face painter. If they need something to have as a gift, I provide commission work. If they need something to decorate their home, their building, their office, to try to create a background, then I'm there for murals. So I look for a way of turning my passion and my art into a service. And then that's how I get into the door to then sell what makes me happy and my pieces as well.
I love that. So that's kind of like where we are now. Can you take us back to when you were working? What kind of job were you working at, and what was on your mind? Like, when, what was that little turning point where you're like, you know what, can I do something different?
So I have been painting on and off for a very long time, but I never actually focused on that because I was very much in the type A personality director kind of a thing. So all of my jobs, I manage a law firm. I managed an immigration law firm for a long time. And then I went into a very large printing business that they did graphics for very big companies. And I had a team of the coordinators. So every project that went through that place was going through me, basically. And it was a lot of management, a lot of organizing, a lot of stress, deadlines, meeting all of that. And although I like working under pressure, what I didn't like was my daughter getting a little older and starting kindergarten. And I could not attend one day that she wanted to have there was a fundraiser, and I was not able to leave work and take her. And then the next time, I promised her I would go, we would go for dinner to like an arcade place, and I couldn't make it. And by that second time, I said, I can't do this. This is not who I want to be. I want to be present. I want my daughter to have a childhood where she remembers me, not the people in the office that see me every day. So that's what did it. I said, she's starting kindergarten now. I need to be present. And that was my biggest motivation to figure out a way of leaving that 60, 70 hour job a week to be present for her.
Before we continue the interview with Luisa, I want to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, Harry Lopez Coaching. Harry Lopez Coaching and founder of Launch Latinx, developing the next generation of Latino leaders and entrepreneurs creating and launching their online businesses. You can check him out on Instagram at TheHarryLopez for tips, transformational tools, and inspiration to live your best life. Off the record, Harry is my business coach that I use, and he is amazing. My life has changed so much with his help and guidance. And be on the lookout for his upcoming small group coaching accelerator program, the Latinx Accelerator, a 90-day coaching program for men and women to accelerate their biggest goals and projects. And you know what? If you mention Crafty Chica, you will get a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. And you can go to his website, harrylewislopez.com, and download any of his freebies on his website. They are so, so, so helpful. Thank you so much, Harry Lopez. So did you have a moment where you're like, it is not possible? There's no way. I feel like in my life, all the things I've accomplished, always there was a moment of, oh, hell no, there's no way I can do that. And then I'm like, stop, let's break this down. Let's see if it's really is a hell no. Like, did you have any moments like that where you're like, that's crazy?
In all honesty, I still have them. I still have those moments. But yes, definitely when I was thinking about leaving the job is when those moments really kick in and you're really thinking, what am I doing? I'm leaving a stable salary job per week. I have a mortgage to pay. I have a daughter to feed. I have things to do. And then I saw something that said that we take risks, and if they're not big enough, then they're not worth it. You know, if they're not scary, they're not big enough, basically.
So how did you prepare to make the change? How long did you plan ahead?
So for about a year, I started doing research on the places where I could sell my art. I started getting more involved in the community. I started figuring out how much money I exactly needed per month to budget, not to live in like a super wealthy life, but to be present. Yeah. So how much money did I need to survive for my daughter, to provide, to make sure we were okay, we were happy. And after I did that analysis of my budget, then I figure out how much I needed to do per month in order to bring that in and how I would turn that. So I had to do my pricing and my cost analysis of whatever I was going to do, which was, I started with just commissions and painting and face painting. And I started with a very, very economical rate to begin with, just to try to book in more, get out there. So I did take some risks at the beginning just to make sure that I was getting there, but it is a lot about numbers. Even though I am an artist, I feel like math is a huge factor in my career, not just the images.
And also, I love that you give back to the community. Like, I remember for your 1-year anniversary, you had a customer appreciation party here at Fair Trade Cafe. So that's really neat how you make sure it goes both ways. So what is your, what are like a couple top motivation tips? Like, what motivates you that other people can kind of get inspired and also motivated by?
I think what motivates me, one of the things is I always keep thinking to myself, how bad do you want change? That's one of the biggest ones. So if I'm going through my life and there's just something that doesn't feel right, although it's a little sacrifice or something out of my comfort zone, I have to think to myself, how bad do I want change? And that's probably one of my biggest ones. And then from then on, I think a couple more would just be to be present. What helps you be present? What gives you joy? Make a list. Yeah, we have all these goals and all these dreams, but what exactly brings you joy? What are you going to remember 5 years from now and say, I am actually happy and I'm glad I did that? And at least look back 5 years and said, I'm glad I tried that instead of I didn't do it. So those are like two big ones for me, that regretting not trying something and also that I want change. And then the last one would be to share that with people. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't have to be art. I'm sure that we all have something to share with somebody else in this world, and we should just share it. So if it's art, if it's writing, if it's poetry, if it's a business, if it's a service, if, you know, you are a top accountant, share that with others, you know, give back. It just depends on what you do, and then not keeping that knowledge. That's what I think every day. Yeah.
That is so wonderful. And you guys, check out the show notes, because I will have links to all of Luisa's handles, her website, a mural that she painted. She accepted a mural job, and she didn't even know how to paint a mural, but she figured it out, and it's fabulous. And so Luisa, we joke because she calls me Art Mom. And so here's an Art Mom tip that I love to tell people when they're strategizing their finances for how much money they need to make to cover expenses. I always tell people, double that number. Because instead of just making enough to get by, let's get in the mindset of thriving. Absolutely. You know? So whatever that number is to cover, if you're thinking of leaving your job and you're like, okay, I need at least this much. No, you guys, think bigger and double that number. Because once you ingrain it, and there's some woo-woo coming up, once you ingrain it in the universe and you write it down and you make a plan of how you're going to come up with that money, believe me, it happens, right? Don't you think?
It absolutely happens. I think that having that ideal in your, like a goal to shoot for on your finances helps, but it also, I think one of the biggest things that we all struggle with making these kinds of decisions is our confidence. And unfortunately, I mean, it's easier said than done, but if we don't believe in our product, we don't believe in our goals, we don't believe that we can do it, nobody else will. So it starts with us. So if we say, oh, I am not ready to make this change yet, oh, I don't know how to do that, or I'm gonna wait until da da da. Everybody else is going to feel that. Everybody's going to feel that you're not ready, that you don't have that.
If you're not at 100%, how can you expect people around you to be at 100%, unless they're your best friends and give you support?
Absolutely. But if they're your best friends and they're just, you know, they believe in you, they would also tell you, this is your time, you know, you can do it. And that's very important, to have a circle of friends that are like-minded and that can support you as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Luisa.
My pleasure.
Inspired after that conversation. After it was over, we talked about make a masterpiece every day. But during the interview, what really jumped out at me was when Luisa talked about how bad do you want change? If there is a problem in your life or something that you're just not jiving with,
do something about it. Sit down, break it down, create a process, a strategy so that you can make that change. Is it going to be risky? Yes, but make a plan, because the only way to move forward is to take that step. Follow Louisa at azlotusart.com or on Instagram or Facebook at azlotusart. And for Harry Lopez, you can follow him at harrylewislopez.com or at theharrylopez on Instagram. As for me, you can go to muchomotivation.com to see all of the other Mucho Motivation podcast episodes, or you can go to craftychica.com to see everything. And you can always find me at Crafty Chica. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to send me comments, share this. Let me know if there's any topics you would like me to cover, and I am there. Thanks.